What does it take to grow great strawberries? A good railroad, of course. That's one of the reasons many of the strawberries you eat come from this location. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Ted Campbell says there are several reasons the area just east of Tampa, Florida is perfect for growing strawberries.
It's soil, it's weather, microclimate area that's just very well adapted. So the strawberries were growing there, and because of a railroad connection spur, we gained market access up and down the East Coast.
Campbell shares the story of strawberry production from the fields around Plant City, Florida.
We need short day varieties. We grow in the wintertime. Strawberries are daylight sensitive, so we need develop varieties which can grow in shorter daylight hours than, say, California would use when they grow in the summertime. A lot of people don't even think about those things.
It may take 8 to 10 years to bring a new variety to market. Strawberry plants begin from runners, not from seed. The fourth generation of a plant is the most productive. Florida relies on other locations to provide those fourth-generation plants.
That third generation grows quite well in northern climates where they need dormancies. They can't do it here in the summertime in Florida. So we rely on Northern California and Canada, particularly, to grow these plants in nursery level. And then in the fall, they're dug and transplanted here.
Strawberries are perennials, but not so in Florida.
The strawberry is a perennial plant, but the fourth-generation stage is the maximum production point. We plant it as an annual. So every year we plant fresh plants. Also, they don't weather very well here in the summer.
So Florida growers are always planting fourth-year plants. More next time as we travel the countryside in Plant City, Florida. I'm Andrew McCray.